One of the biggest stars in women's basketball, number one overall in the WNBA draft, has just played her first game as a pro. Frankie Graziano with Connecticut Public Radio takes us there.
Everyone's watching Caitlin Clark. One of her last games at the University of Iowa was the most watched women's basketball game ever. And in college, and now in the WNBA, she's selling a lot of tickets. Clark's presence is helping the other teams, too. On a Tuesday night in May, the Connecticut Sun sold out their home opener for the first time in 21 years. Carolyn Meineke and her sister Kelly are now season ticket holders.
You can just see that it's not really a Sun atmosphere. It's more of a Caitlin Clark atmosphere.
Lisa Bachman and her friend Susie Lohman have been friends for 30 years, but this was their first WNBA game together.
This is history making tonight with her coming in into the league, so that's why we're here to support her and the league itself.
Suzanne Scallion can't help but remember a different time, when she was in high school. Back then, the boys rode buses to away games and were given free jerseys. Scallion and her teammates had to buy theirs and drive themselves to away games. This was before Title IX.
We've come a long way, baby, but we have a long way to go.
She held up a sign that said, "Raise the pay for WNBA."
Caitlin's got the full package and she's dazzling. I think it's time that this sport gets the recognition it's due.
As for the game, Clark got some cheers on the road. She started her debut out slow, 2 points in her first 11 minutes of action.
I thought it was physical. I thought it took me a little while to settle into the game.
Indiana turned the ball over 25 times in a 21-point loss. Clark finished with 20 points.
I mean, I think I would have enjoyed to play better. I think all of us would have enjoyed to play better. I think we would have loved to win. I didn't really feel much pressure coming into this game. I was trying to just, you know, do whatever I can to help the team and help us win.
Up next for Clark and the Fever, their home opener, Thursday against New York. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano.